The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the weekly American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, a family farmer. Been around cows all my life, been in the dairy business. I've had many years experience birthing cows, raising feed, doing things on the farm that most of you who are family farmers have been doing and continue to do. And I want to support you in that. And this radio program is aimed at supporting you in that. Those of you who are family farmers, those of you who are running family businesses that support the ag industry, those of you who are locavores, who are looking to find people like us who will provide you with good, solid, healthy food, with the process, with the education, with the information. That's what family farmers today are all about. And I have an example of somebody who is exactly cut from those stripes, Terry Spence, second-generation owner and operator of the 400-acre family farm. He was born there, raised there, and he's raised his own family there back in the northeast Missouri. The farm has poultry, swine, sheep, cattle, and dairy cow operations. Is it all collective now, or have you gone from one to the other to the other to the other, Terry?
It was like most diversified farms years and years ago, but probably the last 20 years has been primarily a beef cow-calf operation.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think you bring? There is an organization that you're involved with called the Socially Responsible Agricultural Project. And those people who would like to find out more about it, we'll explain it through the course of the program, of course. But you can go to the website, SRA, I assume that's for Socially Responsible Agriculture, project.org. So now, because you have spent so much time over the past, couple of decades working on this issue or the issues, that is the same reason for me being here. I want to go through issues, present them, and find various people who have found solutions to those problems so that we can help through this radio program the very nature of what we're trying to do, even in the face of tremendous opposition from the government and from Big Ag. We're here. And I would like to keep my fingers crossed as I'm saying this, Terry. We're here to stay. You have two grassroots organizations. You're a president of Family Farms for the Future. I like this. 4FFFF. And the Citizens Legal Environmental Action Network, which is also the anachronism for that is CLEAN. I'm sure you're probably aware of some of the other legal, the farmer to table people I am involved with as well. So how many of, in your knowledge, how many of these groups are there around? Do we need more or do we need consolidation? Are they effective working this way where there are so many different groups that come together to try to support agriculture?
Well, I think, you know, there's been a numerous bunch of groups over the years. A lot of them have dwindled away, but I think what we're seeing now, and I think a lot, you know, through our work on what we do on SRA project, there's a more local groups developing in different states and starting to come together to build unity of strictly small family farmers or those concerned about, you know, the farming issues. On the national front, there are very few anymore. There's several, but not as many as they used to be. It's a long haul, and you know, we've allowed a lot of times, you know, a lot of the ag commodity groups to speak for us, and I think individuals on small family farms have finally realized, you know, that we have to be the voice. We cannot depend on other ag commodity groups or organizations.
Well, they don't want you to exist. They want to eat you up. They don't want to help you. They want to eat. They want to find out how you work so they can eat you up.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So what do you think the best tool is that you have in your toolbox at the moment?
Well, I think organizing is primary what I do a significant amount of. You know, I've been involved in a lot of litigation over the last 15 years. But
what kind of litigation? Tell us about some of, not on your behalf, but members of the groups on their behalf, right?
Well, no, this was pretty much strictly on my behalf.
Really?
It was all comprised over an 80,000 head hog facility that moved in a mile and a quarter or three quarters from my farm. 72 barns, 80,000 head of hogs, which was huge and devastating, and that's where my role began in 1994. You know, the process of trying to hold them accountable, you know, for their actions and what they was doing over there. The company was transformed several times, but now is owned by a China corporation here in Northeast Missouri. Not only the facility next to me, but hogs holding about 16 sizes of these facilities, over 2.5 million hogs.
All right, so what did it do to the quality of your life, the quality of your farm, the water, all the various issues? This is going to be more and more, as these companies that are owned by foreign entities come in to places trying to find cheap land and control the circumstances just because of their size and their money. I'm going to bet you there are dozens, if not hundreds, of people listening to us right now who have the same set of circumstances, or they will have these same circumstances. The richer the land, the better the land. These people are going to try to come in and take control. So let's talk about, in a moment, as we're going to pause for a second here, but I want to talk with you about how it started and where it has gone, and whether you feel relief from the work you've done, or is it so tough that you almost some days want to give it up, which is, I think, what they want you to do. We're talking to Terry Spence, who is from Missouri, got an interesting farm operation, interesting story, compelling information that will help you, I'm sure. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
One of the Internet's busiest agricultural websites gets a new look and feel. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. Where passion meets performance, Kubota can help you achieve more. Kubota, for Earth, for Life.
Get ready to make 2016 your best hay and forage season yet. With Kubota's full line of field-proven hay tools, including disc mower conditioners and BV series round balers, you can take the art of stockpiling hay to the next level. For equipment that will perform season after season, look no further than Kubota. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing going on now. For all your hay tool needs, we are Kubota. This is what we do.
Agriculture.com was Meredith Corporation's first website and one of the earliest websites created on the Internet. Dave Kearns was very involved in the 1995 launch. Today, he's the editorial content director for Successful Farming and has overseen Agriculture.com's latest remodel.
We are actually on a really cutting-edge web platform that allows us to deliver the same experience no matter what kind of device, no matter what kind of screen you're looking at the website on. If you're at your desktop, you'll have a really great, beautiful, easy, fast experience, and you'll have the same experience if you're on a phone out in the farm.
Kern says the new version of the site is called Successful Farming at Agriculture.com.
We know farmers are always on the go. They're always looking for information when they are out in the field or at the elevator. And we need to be ready for that. And we are today. And the product is going to get better. It's going to be faster. And we know that that segment of the audience is going to continue to grow. Our primary goal is to create the best user experience for our visitors.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
We are not serving anybody over 40 today.
Hey, for real.
That distressing dialogue is part of an AARP hidden camera food truck experiment about age discrimination. Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP and author of Disrupt Aging, explains the mission behind the project.
The social experiment was our way of bringing a harsh reality out into the open. Age discrimination happens in the workplace every day behind closed doors.
Jenkins says it's time for all of us to disrupt aging by embracing the realities of getting older.
50 is not the new 30, it's 50. And what a great age it is, since people over 50 are actively planning for the next 30 years of life.
According to AARP, in the year 1900, the life expectancy was 47. Today it's 78, and if you make it to 65, you can expect to live 19 more years.
Older people are contributing to society through work and volunteering at record levels, so they're obviously doing all they can to live life to the fullest.
To learn more, visit disruptaging.org.
Moving on now, 23, no, it isn't, it's not 23 after the hour, it's about 16 after the hour. The American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with Terry Spence, who represents a lot of farm thought, working with a lot of different organizations in Missouri. So we're talking about this big operation that came in near you, running thousands of hogs. It's owned by a Chinese entity. What is going on with you now? What's sort of lessons are there in this for you and others who are confronting this same issue? How are you able to stop them? Are you able to make them responsible? The government care? What are you finding attitudinally is your biggest problem?
Well, it's been an interesting story all along. I mean, I was raised believing, you know, in a democratic process. But through the last 15 years, I mean, we followed this with this corporation all the way from the county level to the state court of appeals and a federal lawsuit, and was set to go to trial in 2002.
Go back that far? Wow.
U.S. Department of Justice was on our side and was set to go to trial, and that was the time that there was, election was being held. And a new president coming in, and EPA was told to get rid of this case. So we ended up in a federal consent decree, trying to mandate that, you know, that they was going to come up with a new technology of some sort, you know, to help on the water situation and also on the odor situation. So through all that, I mean, the water situation, there was a lot of progress made in that. We're still dealing with a lot of the odor stuff, and we're still tied up in that consent decree after all these years. So, you know, it's a long haul, but it's not our laws and regulations, just like everything else, isn't really about the people. It's about the corporations and the entities that are constructing these.
Right, because they have all the money to influence the politicians, exactly. As has been suggested by some. These people ought to all wear jackets like the NASCAR people do, so you can see who's paying the way in terms of the amount of money they're getting in their campaign contributions. We know that certain interests are spending billions of dollars to get people elected or to stop other people from getting elected, and this is how corrupt it is. So it discourages a lot of people who don't have the starts that you do, and what we're trying to do is get people to sort of develop a backbone and take on this stuff, because otherwise you don't survive. But then there are so many people that are close to the edge. Farming is not exactly lucrative in most areas. You have enough maybe for you and your family and to keep the land going, but it isn't sustaining in many areas. So these big companies come in, especially with Chinese money, and they corrupt everything. And they thumb their nose. What are you going to... Okay, so let's say you were victorious. They could say, well, we're not going to do... Or they just don't do anything. The court says you must do this, and they say, I don't want to do that. And then, well, they're going to come close you down. And then they tie you up in court. And this is what's going on around the country. There are so many of these cases, Terry. It's very frustrating.
And that's very true.
Mm-hmm. So how... What sort of, in a minute or so, support from your... other members of the groups or your neighbors, they must all be affected by this, the people that are farming around you.
They are, and I'm very proud that, you know, that they stuck together through all those years, a tight net of people around this facility that really stuck together and rode it all the way, you know, to see what justice there was in our legal system. And, you know, they was dedicated people, just as I was, and, you know, I'm very proud, and that's what made me realize, you know, the organizational aspect is so important, you know, to have people that are going to carry the water, you know, and try it. You can't just ignore it and say, well, we can't do anything about it.
Well, then we'll talk about some of the other things you've done. You've testified before subcommittees in Washington about different things. We'll talk about that in a moment as the American Family Farmer continues.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
American Family Farmer on the air, second half hour of this week's report. I'm Doug Steffen, family farmer, family dairyman. Terry Spence is here. He's a beef cattle person. He has a cow-calf operation in Missouri where he and his family before him have been on this 400-acre farm. But he's not just a farmer. He's taken on the responsibility of trying to organize others like him, like me, who need to be in the face of the people that are... The government is just so... obviously trying to put the small farmer out of business. You've testified for the government on the EPA regulations concerning concentrated animal feeding operations, also called CAFO. You've worked to try to make the waterways better. I think that's very important. I feel like I'm at a testimonial dinner for you, as a matter of fact, as I go through all of this stuff. The political world being the way it is, you must be asked all the time who it is you support. Who do you see candidates for Congress, Senate, President, that will stand up for the rights of family farmers as deeply as you are involved in socially responsible agriculture? Who do you think stands up for us?
I'm not sure there's a reality for that anymore. I mean, with the chaos we have, you know, this election cycle. Mm-hmm. It's the Congress is so heavily laden with people spending term for decades,
yeah,
upon decades, a lot,
yeah,
of them, and
yeah,
you know, the political aspect of it is, it's, you know, I have to think we have to go back to the roots. You know, if the people isn't going to come forward and hold, you know, our candidates and our local officials accountable, then it's going to go on just like it's always been going on. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think we have to start, it's just like building a house. We have to, you know, start with the foundation and build. And I think we as individuals and farmers needs to go back to that and stand fast if we can ever bring that to be true.
What are you doing about all the paperwork that's required for your operation these days? All the details, all the records, that sort of thing.
You mean on this issue or?
Well, any issue. I think that you're probably, the organizations that you're running and involved in probably get complaints or they get requests for help from people. How do I do this? How do I deal with this agency? How do I get this done? How can I just keep farming?
It's difficult. I have a son and a daughter that, you know, someday is going to take over this farm, and they
That's
help
good.
Me when I'm really embedded into this. But I think, kind of lost my train of thought there.
Well, in talking about how you deal with you just said something that you anticipated my question about your family and maybe whether other families in your region have children that want to carry on the mantle of being a family farm, because it's not an easy thing dealing with the EPA and all these other clowns that are out there trying to, I mean, the Food Safety Act, what a bunch of nonsense. And paperwork, that's what I was talking about, paperwork and requirements to do things other than just farm.
Well, it gets pretty challenging, but, you know, the biggest majority, you know, our SRA project is, you know, we're kind of a hotline, and, you know, people contact us through our work, our organizing work, and all across the United States. So, you know, that is the biggest issue, and if we're asked to come and help them, and what it boils down to, you know, an organization, it can't just be two or three people. It's got to be a group of people that's really interested in challenging. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, by doing that, you can get them started on, you know, even though a facility might be coming in, chances are, unless there's some regulatory stuff they're not abiding by, they're going to go in. Mm-hmm. But all of that has to be checked, and a good solid organization, a group, will challenge, you know, the Department of Natural Resources or the Clean Water Commission in their states, or the ADQ, like in Arkansas, and, you know, make sure everything is on target that they're supposed to do. There's so many of these facilities going in that the state is just rubber stamping and not going through the process on interviews, internal interviews and stuff. So, you know, I feel this is...
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
Change after the hour. In this week's American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have the opportunity for you to meet along with me for the first time, Terry Spence, who is typical of the kinds of people who have been raised on their own farm. They have protected their farm and their operation. They're trying to bring their children along in an area that has become outrageously overrun with federal interference. They are in court all the time about this, that, or the other thing. It's so obvious what's going on. The people who are running farms like Terry's and mine, frankly, are not the cause of problems. We know how to do it and do it right. The problems come with the huge operators, and they're the ones that want to put us all out of business. They're in collusion with the regulators and politicians and stuff, and so you're putting up with that all the time. Now, digging beyond that, I wanted to find out what kind of a farmer, after all, this is about farming, Terry is. He's got a 400-acre pasture operation for beef cattle, no feedlots anywhere. And so you're selling to your own customers? Are you selling regionally? How, when you raise these animals, tell us, bring us through the calving period, how you raise your animals, how long it takes them, how do you finish them off, and who your customers are. Will you, Terry?
Sure. Just to point out how seriously, you know, I take my farming aspect. I've just almost finished up calving season and had about 85 or 90 calves and about a 40-day period, all from, you know, pasture-bred bulls.
Right.
Haven't lost any. I maintain and check my cattle every 2 or 3 hours during calving season. And I've found out, you know, after they carry it for 8 or 9 months, you better be there to protect that calf.
Right.
And make sure he's well when he's born. The calves are usually run on rotational pasture through the summer months, and then in October I usually pull the calves off the cows and send the majority of them to an auction market, which sadly they probably end up in a feedlot somewhere. But I also retain heifers that for my replacement every year.
So you sell off, neuter the bulls? You sell off only the bulls, you keep all the heifers?
Well, yeah, the bulls are neutered when they're young, and you know, for the auction barn.
Right.
And the heifers are maintained for replacements on that I keep back. And then I retain a few head for local customers that has bought beef off of me for years. There are no antibiotics, no hormones, no nothing. And I've got a small amount of customers locally that buys either a half or a whole beef off of me every year. I was processing beef in 25-pound bundles, which was appropriate for refrigerator freezers. Most people anymore don't have a huge freezer to hold beef, so it was very convenient, but we've lost about all of our USDA inspection slaughter facilities.
Explain why that is. We've done that. I'm in Massachusetts, and it's happened here, too. Why is that? Is it the same reason nationally that these things are going away? What's going on with those slaughterhouses?
Well, I think it's probably hard for the smaller processing facilities to acquire or maintain an inspection with all the large slaughter facilities and all the food products is being produced through the large places. It's very difficult, and probably it's become more restrictive for them, by abiding by the HACCP plans and the whole process. So it was probably too complicated for them to stay in the business. I have one that's 90 miles away from me, but that I don't like hauling. Have to haul my cattle 90 miles because you can raise them right, do everything right, but you get them in and haul them in a trailer that far, and then they stand in a place, the meat quality degenerates pretty rapidly.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, and by the way, that's not dissimilar from produce. If those of you who are listening, you hear a bell going off in your head, what happens to the big California growers, for example, who are shipping their lettuce and their spinach and their cucumbers and their tomatoes and whatever else they're growing all across the country, after study after study, when you put that stuff in a truck, within hours, it loses a lot of its sugar, therefore a lot of its value. And if it's on the truck in days, it may look okay when it gets there, but it is there's absolutely no comparison between the stuff that comes off the truck and the stuff that's grown locally. And you can say that for meat as well, I think, Terry, very easily.
Correct.
Yeah. And milk. I mean, there's any number of things. All right. So, when you have a day, you have a focus. How often do your days get blindsided by things that come up that aren't necessarily about just running your farm, but you have to deal with them because you're involved in all these various organizations and action networks?
It happens quite regularly. You never know from day to day. I can have a full schedule planned, and then I will get a SOS or, a call from another state or within a state, somebody that's heard that there is a large facility coming into their neighborhood, and so I take time off and devote and start talking with them and try to set up a meeting with them, to where we can begin the process of organizing, to challenge, to see if all the P's and Q's have been followed on this. And, we provide legal advice through attorneys that we work with, but we try to walk through this step by step to point to them, each one of these individuals or these groups, what the process is, to challenge and to follow through and make sure everything is adequate, in the permitting of this facility. So it happens quite regularly. I work quite a little bit in Arkansas and several other states, but Arkansas is, we've really got some big issues there with the poultry facilities and processing plants that's going in. I work in Tennessee, where Tyson has over 500 buildings coming in Arkansas, and three counties, there's 500 poultry barns coming in. So, you can really get strung out pretty rapidly, from your farming aspect when you start dealing with all this. But I enjoy doing it. I enjoy meeting and working with people. We're all like-minded people. I remember the day when this happened to us in 1993. There was nothing like this anywhere, only North Carolina, where the hog situation began. And I went to North Carolina and realized and talked and met with people. But, I working with people, family farmers and residents has made my life more enjoyable and doing this type of work, because we're all like-minded. We have the same interest in mind about sustainable agriculture practices in our food system. And so I think that is the hook that keeps me motivated and keeps me going.
Terry Spence with us. We have a few more minutes to visit with him. finding out what goes on with his organizations and what's going on his farm so that you'll know, if you're running the same kind of operation, how he's handled some of the things that have been in his face, if you will. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
How do we attain peace? It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, Executive Director of the National Center for Policy Analysis. In a chaotic world where global security is threatened, how do we find peace? Does it come from creating a false reality that fits a certain political ideology? History has proven that any attempt to compromise, appease, or legitimize an enemy only serves to embolden them. It appears as weakness and gives them a sense of strength and superiority. President Reagan coined the mantra peace through strength, and it gave hope and empowerment to our allies and those seeking the beacon of liberty. He put the enemies of freedom on notice and demanded that the wall of tyranny be torn down, and it was. No one wants to advocate for war, but the fight is upon us, and peace in our time does not come by surrender or appeasement. Peace comes through strength. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented My Pillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My Pillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put, you'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7 by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
Moving along, Terry Spence from Socially Responsible Agriculture, the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project, SRAproject.org, involved lots of other legal entities. This can be expensive. What a shame it is that it's come to this, but it really has. I'm looking at an advertisement in one of the trades for a meat packing process. The USDA inspected fellows done this custom work for beef and pork and lamb. How much of a role do the inspectors have, do you find? I find, frankly, that we hear a lot about how they need more inspectors. I found and noticed in the years that I have gone to these slaughterhouses, or I've seen people that have told me stories about most of the inspectors not really doing anything at all. What goes on there goes on, and many of them couldn't tell good beef from bad beef. Did you find that to be your experience as well?
Well, I think you're exactly right. I mean, when you get in into these larger facilities, processing facilities like we have now, I mean, the line, the chains, the poultry, the pork, whatever, is moving so rapidly. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, any inspector can try to do a good job, but with the line speeds and everything, it's going to be very complicated, and I'm sure there's times that, you know, that they're not aware and things just keeps going. You can see this in food service FSIS recalls every month. It's unheard of, the millions of pounds and tons of poultry and beef and everything across the board that, you know, that we didn't ever see in the past. It's a daily deal if you follow that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unusual. I seen yesterday where, I don't know, 20,000 pounds of poultry recall. Can you imagine how many tons that is, how many chickens that is? It's been done. And, you know, really the sad part is that the consumer probably feels safe that they caught it and recalled it. But if you follow up the archives on that, on whatever was returned, it's just a very, very small percentage that ever came back through. So it went through, you know, the consumers at one point or another. So it is really a serious situation, I think, with the salmonella and everything that's being caught by these inspectors now. It's usually too late. It's already went through the food chain.
Mm-hmm.
But things aren't getting any better. They're getting worse. So
yeah.
I guess that's about all I can say about it.
Well, there's not only what's going on domestically, but we have the incursion of foreign food. We've got this Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is death to the family farmers as far as I can see.
Exactly.
I mean, anybody who supports that, you got to... I was very disappointed in Paul Ryan, who said he supported it at first, and now he's taking a second look at it. Anybody who comes from an ag state that supports the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the only reason they support it is because they're getting contributions, campaign contributions, from the huge industrial farms that are in their state. Guys like you and me are, they, if we understand, all you got to do is read, hello, comprehend, and look at this thing, and know.
With it. The WTO and, you know, this Trans-Pacific, I mean, it's all, it doesn't make a lot of logic, you know, that we're, it's all about exporting, but then you turn right around and we're seeing all these new countries opening up every day that they're importing chickens back, they're importing mm-hmm. beef back. You know, why not keep our food at home instead of, you know, trading it, selling our good product and bringing in from another country. We don't know what diseases or what effects that they have and if their inspection is up to par or not. So it's really, you know, like you say, it's not for the small farmer at
no.
all. It's putting us out of business. It's all about the corporations and trade agreements with other countries. We have no part in any of these.
No,
but
the part of it, I wonder what you do educationally. What I've done on my farm to encourage people to learn, I have a teaching facility, teach the mostly kids that come in. I mean, it's not just for tourism. It's for people to learn how the cow works, how the milk supply works, what it requires to keep a healthy milk supply. And I'm betting you do the same thing on your farm, and the educational process of, well, why does it cost more for me to buy beef from you than it does from the cow that came up from Argentina, or even some of the stuff that comes from lots in our own country? Why is it different? It's all the same, isn't it? I mean, local people that are coming to you, I'm betting, are saying that.
Yes, I've heard that many times that the sustainable food raised on family farms is higher. And I always just try to tell them that, you know, the external costs, figure your external costs in on what you're paying on the other. And also that the external costs aren't figured in. And what I tell them when, you know, if they ask about my beef and they say, well, that's higher and I can buy it in the food store in town, I said, well, you know, if you're concerned about the quality, I said, eat a little less meat. I shouldn't be telling you this because I raise cattle. But I said, I would rather see you eat a little less meat and eat healthy meat and
yep.
pay more for it.
Yeah, it's really it's an amazing reality. People need to know more about what you're doing. I congratulate you, Terry Spence, at SRAproject.org. Thank you for being here and explaining what's going on your farm. Up next here on the American Family Farmer, singer Jennifer Nettles,
promotes the National 4-H system and a program that's superb. That's next here on the American Family Farmer.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Jennifer Nettles here on the American Family Farmer, an American country music singer, a songwriter, an actress, primarily known for her role as the lead vocalist of the duo Sugarland. She has a lot of great music in her background, but she also has a lot of interest in the American Family Farmer. As is shown here, there's a conversation I want to have with her and a fellow named Thad Hughes, who is one of the 4-H true leaders in the Grow True Leaders campaign. They're kicking off with a rally giving young people a platform on issues that are important to them. So, Jennifer, how'd you get involved in this? Thanks for joining us, by the way. Hi.
Of course. Thank y'all for having me. I'm excited to be here. You know what? I got involved in this. I'm not going to tell you how many years ago, but as a young girl when I was in the fifth grade in 4-H itself as a 4-H'er, I grew up in the 4-H club. I had the absolute pleasure of not only working within the Performing Arts Project in the 4-H club doing performing arts troops, but also I was a 4-H camp counselor. I was on district board. I had tons of opportunity through being involved in the 4-H organization to really figure out what it was that I wanted to do and what my passion was, and here I am, I won't say how many years later, very happy to be able to come and support and give some visibility to this wonderful organization that I love.
So what's the rally about? What is the rally going to focus on?
Well, just as you mentioned, the new motto now for 4-H is 4-H grows leaders, and it is all about leadership. And what we're here doing is to celebrate all these young people and to celebrate them as they discover what their passions are. Really, I think that's what 4-H does the best. If you don't know your passion, and you can't be a good leader, actually, I should say, without passion. And 4-H provides a platform for kids to be able to discover what that passion is. It's just like you said, I've got Mr. Thad Hughes over here with me, who is the National Youth in Action winner in the STEM project, which is robotics. Then you've got myself, and obviously my project was the performing arts. So 4-H provides a wonderful opportunity for kids to discover whatever it is that they love to do and to be leaders within that.
So, Thad, let's meet you and talk a little about what you have done. Thad Hughes, how old are you?
I'm 18, sir.
18. You don't have to call me, sir. It's okay. Yes, sir. I'm not your dad. That's we'll.
He is polite.
What? Yeah, well, nothing wrong with that. Tell me about you and where you live, Thad. Well, I'm a farm kid myself. That's why I'm very interested in this from several different perspectives. But I was in the 4-H as a kid myself, and I was in the board of directors of a local 4-H organization here.
You know all about it.
Yeah, I do. I'm very close to it. But I want to hear Thad's story. So what'd you do?
Yeah. Well, like you say, it's not different, but actually I grew up on a farm as well. That's actually really what got me into engineering and technology is when I was growing up, you know, you're in a combine, you reach back behind you, you pull out the owner's manual and you kind of read through it because you got nothing else to do.
mm-hmm.
And with all the machinery and everything, it was really just, everything was like around me saying engineering, technology, that is a great thing to do. And while I was really interested in this stuff, 4-H was really what allowed me to actually hone in and really learn the skills to develop technology. When I started out, I took projects with electricity, rocketry, woodworking, kind of your typical 4-H projects. And eventually I found robotics, and that was really what latched on to me, because with that I was able to take all the different disciplines of engineering and put them into one. And with that, we started a number of teams in our area that both helped me learn more about robotics, and I was able to develop my leadership skills because we ran teams where we would work together and figure out how to make robots for competitions. And that required a lot of communicating with each other, working alongside, leading others, getting deadlines, making changes, etc. And ever since then, it's just been a part of my life. I've known that I want to do engineering, and 4-H has really helped me find my place in that.
How can we keep them down on the farm when there's a robot calling? That's the maybe you get to that point. Things change. There are a lot of uses for robots. We have robotic milkers now and a lot of the big dairies, kind of stuff. But we're not ever going to have a robot to replace Jennifer Nettles. I think congratulations are in order for you and your leadership in your own career and with Sugarland.
I just wanted to say, if you want to learn more about that and more about any of our stories and more about that leadership that 4-H is growing, get online at 4-H.org and check it out. There's a lot on there for folks to learn.
4-H.org. Thanks, Jennifer.
You got it.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available online.